Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Round with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. We continue our numbers game as we order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the best athletes to ever wear the number 18. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If there's a number and somebody wore number 18, you're in consideration. But who will be at the top of the list? From 5 to 1, who are your top 18s deep?
This is tough. I'm going to start off with Elvis Gerback. He played quarterback for a number of teams. I really thought that he was going to be able to replace Steve Young. I really thought that he was going to be like the next great San Francisco quarterback. So I'm going with Elvis Gerback at number 5.
Jesus.
Number 4, I'm going with AJ Green.
Ooh.
11 years, 10,000 yards, 70 touchdowns. He was the wide receiver mainly for Carson Palmer while he was in Cincinnati. And then I think he spent 2 years with the Cardinals. So I've got AJ Green at number 4. Number 3, I've got Charlie Joyner. 3-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer, 1 All-Pro season, 12,000 yards, 18 years, 65 touchdowns, wide receiver. Okay. So at number 2, I'm going with Johnny Damon.
Ooh.
Johnny Damon, 2-time World Series champion, only a 2-time All-Star. It's kind of weird. Couldn't believe my eyes when I saw that. 18, he played for a number of teams. Most of the people remember his time with the Kansas City Royals, the Boston Red Sox, Oakland Athletics, and the New York Junkies. And unfortunately, number 1, and it's just because it's a weak-ass number, it's going to be Peyton Manning. He's 14-time Pro Bowler, 5-time MVP, 2-time Super Bowler, Super Bowl winner, and a Hall of Famer. What do you got?
Elevate your protein game with Clear Whey Protein Powder. Lactose-free, sugar-free, and refreshingly delicious. Perfect for a flavorful, protein-packed boost. That's Clear with a K. Go to clearprotein.com, enter promo code DNZ for 20% off any product. That's clearprotein.com. Clear with a K. I mean, it's not as weak as you think.
I know why you chose that number.
So for number 5, I'm going to go with Olivier Giroud of the French national team, but also he has played for Lille, but he has also played for Chelsea, Arsenal, Milan.
Program.
Yeah. So 7 clubs over 17 seasons. He has 193 career goals. He is a World Cup champion. He's a 2-time domestic league champion, and he won the Champions League in 2021. Number 4, I gotta go Moises Alou. Moises Alou, 6-time All-Star, World Series champion with the Marlins, two-time Silver Slugger, career .303 hitter, 332 homers, was a member of the Montreal Expos team in 94 that should have represented the National League team in the World Series, and kept baseball in Montreal. That team with Larry Walker and Pedro Martinez was one of the best teams assembled and should have done more. Long career spanning the Pirates, Expos, Marlins, Astros, Cubs, and he finished off at age 41 with the Mets. And even at age 41, in a shortened stint, he hit 300. He hit 300 both years. 341, then 347. A little truncated in his last year, but still, that's a way to go out. Number three, I gotta go, and this one is more of a cautionary tale. Darryl Strawberry, Rookie of the Year, 8-time All-Star, Home Run Derby champ, 335 career homers, 259, won the World Series with the Mets in 86, was destined for greatness. Unfortunately, derailed by his demons. And much like Dwight Gooden, he is a cautionary tale, and he is a tale of what could have been if he had just kept his nose clean. Number two, Paul Scholes. Man U, 11-time Premier League champion. Yeah, pretty good. 2-time Champions League champion. So, played from 1994 to 2013. So, from age 19 to 37. 19 seasons with one club. That's pretty damn impressive. One of Sir Alex Ferguson's favorites, 107 career goals and 499 career appearances. A solid all-around player and a winner. And number one, of course it's Peyton Manning. Right, come on now. Hall of Famer, 14-time Pro Bowler, 7-time All-Pro, 2-time Super Bowl champion, 2012 Comeback Player of the Year because of his neck injury. Walter Payton Man of the Year. Career 71,940 yards, 539 career touchdowns, 65.3% completion. Host of the Manning Cast with his brother Eli. President of Omaha Productions. Producer of Quarterback. Like, come on. His resume is long and distinguished. And, yeah, he had that reputation of being a regular season quarterback. But he finally broke through. And he broke through first by beating Brady in order to get there. So he did exercise that demon eventually. But Brady owned his ass for a while. But you gotta give some love to Peyton Manning as the greatest 18 of all time. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at Faderout Podcast. Drop us a line on X at FaderoutDNZ and let us know who your greatest 18s are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 19 of all time. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.